welcome to the new and updated Stream of Random, where we well, what do? Well, I've been thinking, and I have some updates for you first. So let's just go through those. Let's just go through the updates. First update. This is going to be a shorter podcast and a shorter walk. I'm not going to maximize the walk now. I'm going to do a half an hour and then take care of some other things. I'll do some more intense workouts at home. My dad sent me some keto links for weight loss. And I'm not sure I want to go on the keto bandwagon, to be honest. I have a different diet planned. Oh, joke of the day. How do you know that someone is on the keto diet? Don't worry, they'll tell you. The same joke with, how do you know someone's an Arch Linux user? It's like, don't worry, they'll tell you. So, I'm thinking about Gauss, the mathematical genius, and all the other mathematicians of the old days. And I was thinking, what would he say? Like, he doesn't need a computer. He did his stuff with paper and pen and in his head. And he wasn't afraid to calculate. And I'm sure he would do everything he could to avoid meaningless calculations. And if he had a computer, boy, I'm sure he would go crazy with it. But he had a basis. He had an understanding. And I think part of my problem is I need to wean myself off the computer and first not be afraid to calculate, then be able to calculate, and then know when not to calculate. Not because I don't want to do it, because I could figure out how to avoid the calculation. And only then should I go back to the computer and say, I've worked out this calculation for a lower set of numbers. Let's try it on a higher set of numbers, right? So what I always do is I just have the computer do everything. And I don't work the stuff out by hand. So that's the change I'm going to make. I'm going to study my math on paper and pen, like the old days, and explore it. Maybe I can use a hand calculator, but I'm going to explore it like Gauss would, or Pythagoras. Not because because the computer has become a crutch for me. And I think I can develop my mind to be stronger, more resilient. So, that's the first thing I wanted to share. Second of is, I did the tables yesterday by hand, Well, I looked at an algorithm in Python for Siva Varathanese, and it's very similar to what I was doing, calculating the prime numbers, except it would just keep on calculating all the multiples as well, and marking them off. But it didn't mark them off in a tabular fashion. It just had a hash table. And that graphical representation was missing. Now you might say that the graphical representation is a side effect. Like, we just want to see the graphical representation of different multiples. And it's a modulo table. So we're kind of getting into modular arithmetic. And then a projection of modular arithmetic onto a graphical plane. And then looking for patterns in that. And I do think we can use OpenCV and other tools, but there's got to be simpler tools for looking for patterns. It's just going to be bitmaps. Different features of the numbers being bitmapped and then fed to some machine learning tool to scan through them. That's basically what I would be doing by hand. Okay, so let's continue now. Neural networks would handle that, I think. Like finding lines and crosses and different shapes. Okay, so that's the next one. And then the third one is the cube. So a Rubik's cube is missing the middle piece. Right? And it has a face of has a face of 6. It's got 24 nodes on the face. Well, actually, it's got less. It's got 26 nodes in it for a 3x3 cube. With the center one being hidden. And what I found was that if we put the numbers on those, that we have 8 primes plus the one. One's not a prime, but one we can leave in to make 9. We could just put one in the center. But basically, one of the faces will have 8 primes in a 27 cube system. Oh. Maybe there's six faces, six notes to a face. And not nine. I need to work out the math. Well, yeah, because the difference between faces and cubes, first of all. The corners have three faces. But according to my calculation, there's only two nodes that overlap, which is the 5 and the 23, which share a same position from one view. And maybe I'm wrong, but the basic idea would be that we create some game. We have these 27 numbers, like a Rubik's Cube. And it might not be a Rubik's Cube, it might be something else. So we create a game where we have a Rubik's Cube-like system. I don't know what it's going to be. Or something different. And you have the 27 numbers. And basically, you work out the primes and put them all on one side through some manipulation of some kind, following some kind of rules. Okay. So then the fourth update is that I was watching some documentary on how neurologists, neuroscientists are discovering the usages of the spatial system versus verbal. And they showed that a certain spot of the brain that's related to space is used for mathematics. And it starts with a number line. And the lower numbers are the right hand and the upper numbers are the left hand. They respond quicker. So that if you get a left-right brain paradigm going, so you spoke, you know how I just said before, we're going to focus on the lower numbers and then hand the upper numbers to a computer? Well, the right brain is going to focus on the lower numbers and the left brain will handle the larger numbers in the background. So that's kind of the left-right brain split that we talked about on this show. I have to resurrect those episodes when we do our brain show. And then that even for advanced mathematics, there's no words or word processing activity going on in the brain. It's all mathematical. So that's kind of neat. So I'm thinking spatial logic is paramount. And putting the even prime numbers and factorization into spatial form would be good for understanding. So that's an update. That was number 4. Oh, and we engaged our son yesterday in work in the garden. We measured out how many fence posts we need. We've calculated about 23, 25 fence posts, that's 6 feet apart, to cover the two problematic areas. And a fence post has to be buried 1/3 underground plus 2 inches for gravel. And we've got all this old concrete that I could probably smash up for gravel. I've also got bags of gravel. If I do the work myself, even if I buy new material, it'll still be much cheaper than hiring someone to do it. So my plan is to put in all the fence posts, one by one. I could just do one a day, or two on the weekend, or three on the weekend, or whatever it takes. Put all the fence posts in. And then put the panels in later. But I should also make sure the panels fit. And 6 feet is the normal height, they said. So we should get 9-foot posts. 6 foot high, and then we're going to do 6 foot long segments for strength. We could do 8 foot, but I figured I'd rather do more posts and have it stronger than have them farther spaced apart and have it susceptible to wind. Translating from words into geometry, into spatial, and spatial is geometry. So that's the, those are the updates for today. Oh, and also we took 2 raised beds of areas that weren't working that well. They had double frames on them, so we took off the top frame. Like that one area under the tree that never really grows anything. And so the path coming up between the wood chips we're gonna create an arch. So we're starting to put 2 raised beds in, so I'm digging out the dirt and I'm going to level it because it's on a slight incline. I'm going to level the raised beds in the ground. I'm going to dig up with a spade, dig up the dirt, and then put compost in. And create a Hügel type composting bed. It's not really a raised bed, it's a framed bed. So we're going to dig up all the dirt underneath, remove the grass, which I've already started. I need to bring those chickens over. They're going to love our garden for pecking and scratching. Oh my God. I should go grab them today. Bring them over for the day. Day chickens. So that's my short update for today, kids. And I might do another episode tonight, but we're not going to do these epic long walks right now. We're going to take care of some other things. Because my legs are very strong. I need to work on my upper body. I need to work on my life balance now. And I need to get myself pulled together. And spend also some time with my family. Like I mentioned yesterday. So that's why we're going to keep these episodes shorter and sweeter instead of just going on and on. I can go on my own. We don't need to stretch it out unnecessarily. And if you want to hear me drone on and on and on, you can just re-listen to an old episode. And, you know, you can also make clips. We need a tool for making clips, but, Listen Notes allows you to make clips. ListenNotes.com, you can sign up and you can listen and clip in your browser and save the clips. So there you go. All right, then. Let's check our time. Okay, 22 minutes. That's good enough for me. Okay, guys, take care.